Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are zoche to be continuing our previous shiur. This is B'siyata Dishmaya, the third shiur on the topic of this series. We discussed it elsewhere, but in this series, it's the third shiur on the topic of Ne'amanus HaRoifim, the trustworthiness of doctors, which is a very critical question by Amim Ahem of Isman Azeh. So let us continue. Again, this is based on the Torah of Agon Agadol with Moshe Mordechai Feibstein, Shlita, Rosh Hashiva Shiva Chevron. Wrote an article in the Moriah Torah Journal a number of years ago, Tov Shin Pei, phenomenal article. So we have another Mokor for the Ne'amanus of a doctor. B'dinei Roitzeach is regarding the question of whether somebody gave his friend a blow that was enough to kill him. What does that mean? It's a Mishnah Nazir and of Samech Ayomid Beis. Hamaka es chaveroi. If somebody gives his friend a maka, ve'amaduhu lemisa, and the doctor said that he's going to die because of this maka, ve'hekel mima shehaya, and the illness became lighter than what it was. And then they said, you know what? Like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, he's going to live. La'achar mikan hichbid. And afterwards he got sick again. Vames. And he died. Chayiv, the makas chayiv misa, kedin rotzeach. But Mechemi says, no, he's not. Pater. Shiraglaim ledavar. That there is reason to believe that since he got better, that he didn't die in the interim, that he didn't die because of the original blow. So we see that even though it got lighter in the meantime, if in the end he died, according to the Tanakhama, the one who gave him this blow was killed. Ubi pshuto, based in somchem lahargo al pi oimed haroifim shamadu tchila lamisa, based in our relying on the assessment of the doctors that originally said that he's going to die, and therefore we assume that he died because of the first hakoa. However, in the tshuvis of Rabbi Yehuda Asad, tshuvis Yehuda Yale, Chelek Aleph, Yoyredeya, Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, he writes, there's no raya here from here that we can rely on doctors kevada, even bedinei nefashos. Because the Rambam is goyres b'divrei Tanakama, sheraglayim ledover, Rambam Roitzeach 4:5, sheraglayim ledover. Now we have reason to believe that he died because of the first makkah. We had in Rabbi Nechemia sheraglayim ledover. The Rambam has in Tanakama sheraglayim ledover. That's why you rely on the doctors. However, the Girsis Rashi argues that Reb Nechemia Pater is also a glaim ledover tzmuch de Tanakama. My Reb Nechemia says a glaim ledover that he didn't die because of the makkah. So Mela, according to the Tanakama, why is the one who gives this blow, why is he killed? The answer is lechayra because of oymet. Because you're samech on the doctors. Not because we're glaim ledavar, not because there's a clear indication, but because you trust the doctors, you don't know, and you trust the doctors. When Nechemia says we're glaim ledavar, and you don't kill him. Glaim ledavar, he didn't die because of the original blow. Tanakama doesn't hold we're glaim ledavar. Tanakama holds you kill the one who gave the blow because the doctors were correct. You rely on the doctors that's why he died. So it would then maybe be a machloek between the Rambam, who doesn't hold to rely on the doctors in this case because he holds reglaim ledover, and Rashi, who doesn't have the reglaim ledover in the Tanakhama. However, the Mari Asad is doicha the raya from this sugya based on Rashi and Sanhedrin. Ayin Chesam and Aleph. where it says Vamadu Lamisa Bezdin. Ah, we're not relying on doctors, we're relying on the Bezdin. Alright, there went that. And Lefizeh, Mari Asad writes, Ve'al kol chacha Bezdin smuchim b'sanhedrin. Shen dan and din in the first din in Malkush, it's Richard Tarabim, Oymen ala muke. If you're going to be sitting on the Sanhedrin, if you're going to be done dinei nefashos and dinei malchus, and you have to have an oymed on the mukah and on the nilke, why he died, how much he can take, they better be bekiyim, right? How many malchus he can take, they better be bekiyim before he dies. They better be bekiyim in hilchos refuah. Akopana mechelik zel lahavchin ulishara koich gavra mukah banilke. To know the koich of the gavra, what he can take. Whether he died because of the blow or didn't die because of the blow. So Bezdin has to understand, you have to know a little bit of medicine. V'chein lozker b'shas makis, chov beiz, rambam, yudzayim, misanhejim, perek dal ha-motzech, shum oymed al pi roifim, v'sha Bezdin heim ha-om nukoch ha-shor shalim fidas, v'roichav levovom b'mishmush tfikas ha-or kim kanal. So he says, it's not about the Bezdin, it's not about the doctor, it's about the Bezdin. And with this he explains the Rambam, Sanhedrin, Resh Perek Beis, Ein Ma'amidim B'Sanhedrin. Ela Balei Das Merube. Yodim Tzatz Mishah Chacham Uskon Refuas V'Cheshbin, Kdei Shei Yodim Ladun Oysam. So the Rambam paskins that to sit in the Sanhedrin, you have to know a lot of stuff, including some refuah. Kesef Mishnah brings from the Ramah, Matzorich leDayanim sheYedu Refuas veChesboines veChachmas Amaselas. What do Dayanim have to know medicine for? What do they have to know mathematics for? What do they have to know astronomy for? So, the Refuah question didn't find an answer, but the Mariasid has an answer. VeAlpi HaRoseinu Einim Mevur B'Divrei Rambam. Atzmoi time of an emukim of the shana azov. And now yodim ktsas mishal chochm was going to force ktsas daiko. Now we understand a little bit. No, he doesn't have to be a bucky. He didn't have to go to Albert Einstein Medical School for 12 years. But he has to know a shtickel to know whether a maka was because, whether a person died because of the maka or not. The same time kadesh yodim lo dinosim b'salam kadeh kevim debina. Oymed bein lemisa bein memalkas again tzichim leidek ktsas. Since we require an omed both for Misa and for Malkus, therefore, you have to know a little bit of the Chachmas HaRefuah. They have to have omed for Misa. Did he die because of this blow? Did he not die because of this blow? Malkus, how much do you think before he's going to die? So they have to know a little bit of refuah, and that's the meduik b'Rambam and also Rashi. Shteigen Rashi amdu beizdin gevaldik. However, the words of the Mari Asad require an explanation, because the umdin of beizdin isn't the koch chumas haTorah v'koch hapsika shel beizdin. Beizdin know a little bit of medicine. Beizdin are putting on that little white jacket, and they're playing doctor. So I don't understand. It's Mari the Kakashi. You want to prove Mari Asad, that doctors, that there's no raya for you can trust doctors, because it's the Bezdin making the omed, not the doctors. And right here, Bezdin are acting in place of doctors. The Bezdin are proxy doctors. So you see, you can trust doctors. What does it matter whether they have the title doctor? Question is, can you trust people using their medical knowledge in halacha? And the answer is, what does the kid, what do you care if he's a rabbi or if he's a doctor, a rabbi doctor? The ikar is that you're trusting his medical knowledge. This isn't Torah that they're paskening here. This isn't the sugya and shas. They want to see, is the maka enough to give him a kill him or not? It's refuadik. Another he'ara, b'choyre yesh ra'ayah meforeshet from the Ramban שאין כוח של בייסדין במקום שבייסדין עסוק בעומד מציאותי ולא בנושא הלכתי. ועומד בית הדין דינו, וזה כעומד של רופאים. בייסדין, according to the Ramban, doesn't have a koyach of bezdin when they're involved in mitzius and not in halacha. And the assessment of the bezdin has the din of the assessment of doctors. The Rishonim argue in a place where most doctors say that there is no danger for a sick person if he is not given to eat. And a minority of doctors say that there is a danger if he is not given to eat. The Das HaSheiltos and the Ramban is that Gam Lamban Benefashas Hochem Acha HaRoiv Ve'ein ma'achilin osa. Most Rishonim hold. That's how Ashildus Naramam is, according to the Maskan of the Gemara. Even Benefashis, even in cases of life and death, you follow the majority and you don't feed him when he's not allowed to eat. You follow the role. However, most Rishonim hold no. And all of them first acharov, should the suffix nefashas lehakol. Ramban b'teres Adam, and Shara Michushin Sakana is mochiach kedasa sheiltois. They do father of, and the fact that we see by omid shel beis in hochan acharov nefashas. Ubevaday ashkechin dinei nefashas. This bo umdini kagon sheish pokedei lahamis. Al tzibur nav shekol shekoi kol. The Basar Ruben is Lina B'chol Mili de Sanhedrin. As Mefurish B'Ramban, Shelo Chiach Mikol Makom Shenechlekuh Abeitim B'Alacha, Vorchim Achar Rov Gam Nefashot. Sherei Pashut Shedinei Achra Shel Abeit Din, Einam Kedinei Achra Yitzel Arofim. Velo Chiach Ramban, Ela Mima Shorchim Achar Rov Makom Shenitzrach Omed Shel Beis Din. שבזה סובר רמב״ם שאין לחלק בין בייסדין לרופאים, שהבייסדין כאן פוסקים באיצטלה של רופאים. רמב״ן writes, we definitely find in Din Nefashos, but he's proving like the Shiltas, that by Omed Bezdin, you do go after the rov, and he says, you find by Din Nefashos, that there's an umdina. And you go, and like we find above a comet, Sadi Omed Bez, and you follow the rov, because you follow the rove, right? You want to know if the blow is enough to kill the person. So you follow the rove. Beis Din. The test of the people testifying, the Beis Din decides of it. If the person is chayav misa for giving him this blow. So you see that you're following the Beis Din. When it comes to an umdina, is an umdina, was the blow enough to kill him or not? And the Beis Din is passing this umdina. And then we follow the rov. The basaruba is lina b'chol mili de Sanhedrin. So he doesn't prove from the fact that we follow the Beis Din in halacha, in dinei nefashos. Because that's not a raya for doctors. We're trying to prove whether we follow a row of doctors when it comes to dinei nefashos. So what does he bring Uriah from Beis Din for? That he follow a row of Beis Din when it comes to an umdina and dinei nefashos. So the answer is that here Beis Din are acting as doctors. And since Beis Din are acting as doctors and you follow the row, so it must be that you, when it comes to when rove doctors say not to eat, so you follow the rove. Now, according to the Maariah side, the Omid Shel Beis Din is Medinei Beis Din. You can't prove from the Omid of Beis Din to the case of the Rofin. If they're acting as Beis Din, what does that have to do with Rofin? Of course you follow the Rofin when Beis Din has to make an Umdina. Because Mitaras Beis, they're acting Mitaras Beis Din. Not Mitaras Rofin. What does that have to prove to us for Rofin? The Ramban uses it for Rofin, so this is against the Rai, against the Mari Asad. Rashi said, hey, don't bring me a raya from, I don't think he said, hey, but he said, don't bring me a raya from Amdula Misa when the Beis Din says that he would have died from this, because when they said he would have died from it, that he died from the first blow, that he's chayv Misa if Reuven hits Shimon, and then Shimon gets better, and then Shimon gets worse again and dies. And the Beis Din assumes it's from the first blow, so they can kill him. Ah, so you see, that you follow the oymed of doctors, and send the Mariasa said, no, it's not doctors, it's the Beis Din. And Beis Din is acting as Beis Din, not as doctors. You can't follow doctors. No, not Manas HaRofen, not Manas HaBeis Din. The Ramban holds elsewhere, but we can extract to this case as well. We can extend to this case as well, that they're not acting as Beis Din, they're acting as doctors. And that's why they have to have some medical knowledge. Because they're acting as doctors, not as the Beis Din. So you do see from here that you can follow doctors. Mali doctors who are officially doctors and Mali doctors that are Beis Din. Beis Din acting as doctors. So we see from Rashi that the Oymed, the assessment is Ali Day Beis Din. And we see in the Rambam, as the Mariasad understands, that the Adam have to be Kim Chachmas Rafua Lemud Minafashis to make assessments about that death penalty. So we have to understand the Mariasad. If you were here, we would ask him, how come you're trusting the Beis Din who are not using their halachic knowledge to Paskin? They're using their medical knowledge, the little bit of medical knowledge they have, they're using that. And we can trust them. So if you can trust their medical knowledge, why can't you trust all doctors? And also the chiddush of the Mariasa, that the Beis Din has to have medical knowledge, is also a chiddush. So the Rambam says they have to know a little bit of refuah. The chiddush of the Mariasa is they have to know refuah enough to know whether, to assess whether a person's going to die from this blow or not die from this blow. That's a chiddush. Uvulai, efshar lemtso derech emtsait basugya. Maybe Al Pidarko Shalamari Asad, we can find the middle of the road. Zekacha, Kodim Nomar Zev Lashon HaKodesh. Uchora ze pashut shebeitin rashaim vav chayavim lestamech al chavat da'ato shel mumche. Bechol tchum shehu, ulekabel ota v'torat vaday. Derech mashal, barur shebemakom sheish sheila benosei bniya bifnei beit adin, v'arei adayinim einam kablanim sheoskim bibniya, מותר להם לברר אצל איש מקצוע את המציאות ולקבל את חוות דעתו. ואפשר גם להוציא ממון מכוח חוות דעת זו. כך לגבי כל נושא מקצועי שאין לבית דין הבנה בו. הם סומכים על חוות דעת מומחה שהובא על ידם מקבלים אותו כדין ודאי ומוצאים ממון על פי הבייס דין. Don't have to be if there's a question about building. So they go to, they're not contractors, so they go to a contractor and they ask them like, what's the mitzvah? The dayanim ask the contractor, what's the mitzvah? And they can paskin based on that. Pateres vaday. So l'chayr, we have to understand what is the issue that the achronim are talking about. Does a doctor have ne'emanut vadayit or not? Does he have definite ne'emanus or does he not have definite ne'emanus? Why is refuah different than other mitzvahs? Based in makabel chavad dato of other people, why wouldn't they be makabel the chavad dato, the opinion of a doctor? So maybe the gather is as follows. Shuv nomar et ze b'lashon hakodesh. Kasher beit adin mekabel chavat daat shel mumche בית הדין צריך לשמוע ממנו הסבר ולהיעזר בו כדי שבית הדין יוכל לדון בנידון. דהיינו, המומחה אינו נותן הכרעה מקצועית יבשה לבית הדין, אלא בית הדין נעזר בו כדי להבין את הנושא ולהכריע בו. כאשר בית הדין יורד לעומקו של הנושא, הוא יכול לבקר או להסכים עם חוות דעתו של המומחה, כך שההכרעה נשארה בידי בית הדין, והמומחה איננו אלא כלי עזר בכדי שבית הדין יוכלו לדון ולהכריע. So normally, בית הדין is given the information. Based on the information, they paskin. First, they have to understand the issue at hand, and then based on that, they make their own psak. So apparently, this is where Rafua is different. And that's why the discussion here in the Achronim. Because usually, the Rav, or based him, doesn't have the kelim to understand the medical opinion. They have to be makabel the Achro of the doctor, the Torah's Vadai. Right? The average Rav doesn't have, you know, enough of the kelim. You know, maybe Rabbi Tendler, you know, is a professor of biology. So he had the kelim to be much more critical. But the average Rav, this is what the doctor says, you know, he studied many, many years in medicine, so he just has to be makabel what the doctor says, b'taras vaday, without any of his own input. So that's why the Rambam says that the doctor, that the Rav has to have a little bit in the Sanhedrin, has to have a little bit of yediyah and refuah. So if he has a little bit of yediyah, so that enables him to decide. In other words, so he can express an opinion here. He has somewhat of an educated opinion. You're right, he's not on the level of the doctor. But based on the information the doctor gave him, he can have an educated opinion. We had now with Corona, right? Even the doctors didn't know. It was a new virus. But what the Rabbanim did was, they spoke to the doctors, and the Rabbanim were more educated in medicine, so they had a more educated opinion about what to do, how much to listen to the doctors. So, this way, the Rambam is telling us is that the doctors don't have to be, the rabbis don't have to be mamish doctors, but they have to have a little bit of yediyah, so at least they can have an educated opinion and not just rely on the doctors blindly. So suppose Dr. Rambam doesn't mean that the Adam have to be doctors mamish. What the Rambam means is they have to be yodim ktsas b'chokhmas harafua in order that they can have an opinion and that they're not just accepting what the doctor said, lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, that's what Rashi means when he says the Bezin are the Omdin. Bezin aren't doctors. Omdin means they're the ones who assess whether the Makkah was enough to kill. So what Rashi means is that, of course, they consult with the doctors, and then after they consult with the doctors, they're able to make their own decisions. Not this is what Tony Fauci said, and Mimela, whatever Fauci says goes. Fauci's our posek. No. Fauci says what he says. You look at all the information. Are the vaccine companies biased? Are they not biased? How much was it tested? How many Nagias are there involved over here? How much research was done? How much testing was done? How valid is the testing? How wide was it? Etc., 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 etc. And then after the Rav has all the information, then he makes the decision. There's a Rebbe in Beitar Elit who wrote a long kuntras. He said he spent maybe thousands of hours, I think he said, studying this subject. Mamish getting to the bottom of it. And he sent me his kuntras. He was extremely negative on the vaccine. Others as well. Others are more positive. But again, it's the Rabbanim paskening after getting the medical information, but not just I think there are probably some Rabbanim who just closed their eyes and said, we don't understand the thing about this. We're just going to paskin. Whatever Tony Fauci says, that's what we do. So l'chari, that's not what Rashi says to do. And that's what the Beis Din are machriya. Beis Din make the omet, because you have to, after you hear the medical opinion, then you have to make your rabbinic decision. So this would mean that it's a partnership. It's a partnership. It doesn't mean that you're Samech on the doctors medin vadai, so we're getting closer to the way of Mariasa. In other words, you're not samech on the doctors medin b'toras vadai. You're samech on the doctors b'toras safek. You got their information, and then you make your own assessment based again a little bit on your own medical information and on your own halachic understanding. There are also halachas involved. And you also have to see how trustworthy they you think they're, like in our case. Are they, can the doctors really be trusted? Do the doctors really do proper research? How long was it researched? So it'll come out, you don't just say, oh, that's what the doctor says, that's what we do. No. And even here, the Rabbanim, they're, yes, they're using some of their medical knowledge, but they're also incorporating halach decisions, and they can also choose to reject the medical knowledge for whatever reason. So it comes out then that we have no raya from here that you rely on doctors 100%, because the rabbis have to put in their own input as well. They just have to have enough knowledge to do so. Not that you're relying on doctors 100%, and not that the rabbis are relying on their own medical knowledge 100%. That's certainly not. Okay, so obviously this is a huge, massive topic. We still have a lot more to talk about. And I look forward, Mitzvah Hashem, to seeing more Niflos Mitaras Hashem and learning the Sigi Kemosh Tzarich, that the discussion shouldn't be on the superficial level that often appears in blogs or websites, just people throwing out their own opinions, not based on Torah, not based on knowledge, just based on their guts, their inclinations, or something, an article they read in the Jerusalem Post, but rather it should be based on Torah and Dvar Hashem and the Chachamenu. It's a shrainer that we're zocha to learn this, and we should be zocha to continue. Mir Tzashem b'siyata d'shmaya, and this is going to be terrific, okay? So please stay tuned. Thank you very, very much for listening until now. Shalom, shalom.